Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What was your reaction when you heard that the Sabres were interested leading into this process, and what made you comfortable returning to the organization, especially, considering the circumstances?
I was pretty excited. I think obviously there's a level of comfortability there, from ownership to the trainers, coaches. It's definitely something that I think it'd be fun to be a part of, being around the young players. They got a lot of great young talent. Took some steps last year, I think, near the end of the year, where, some of the younger guys were stepping up into bigger roles, and that'll be fun to be a part of and see their growth. And like I said, that level of comfortability, just at least with the people, around the team, I think made it pretty exciting for me.
Mark, it's Bill Hoppe. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Just when you left 5 years ago, you had just become an NHL regular. Just what have you evolved into over the past 5 years that's made you a steady presence, I guess, on the blue line?
That's a good question. I think just consistency. I think that's what's been kind of driven home into me through every coach I've been around, is I think to stay at this level and to get into games year in, year out is just bringing the same thing every day. You're obviously going to have off days where things aren't going well or whatever, but just staying the course and making sure that, your really bad days aren't so bad, just managing them and just being consistent and somebody that can be counted on.
Hey, Mark, good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Looking at the depth chart here, I mean, there's a chance to play significant minutes. How much did that come into it too, for sure?
For sure. Yeah. You want to be playing. I think for me, the last year in Dallas, and a little bit of the one before in Florida, I was kind of bouncing around defense forward. And I think this is a good chance to sort of reestablish myself as a full-time defenseman. And like I said, there's a lot of great young talent on that team that, will be fun to play with and be around, and I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Mark, good to see you again. Welcome back.
Good to see you. Thank you.
What was it like when they switched you to forward? I mean, it happened in Florida, as you said. You played a little in Dallas, also. Were you upset about it, or how did you react to it? And what was it like?
I don't think I was upset. I don't know if that was it. It was a shock at the start. My last year in Florida, I was getting scratched the first couple of games. So it was more of an opportunity just to get in the lineup. And so I think I was pretty excited about that. And then in Dallas, it was just early on in the year, there was some roster issues, with the whole COVID and taxi squad. So I played one game there and then towards the end of the year. But it was fun. It was a good challenge. It was definitely different. But like I said, just anything to get in the lineup and stay in this league, I'd be more than willing to do. So it was, like I said, I just looked at it as an opportunity to grow and get some games in.
Mark, have you had a conversation with Don Granato? And if you have, what are your impressions of him? And did you know Kevin Adams on any level during your first stint here?
A little bit. Our paths crossed with Kevin when I was there earlier, but nothing too crazy. Obviously, talked to him, and I just got off the phone with Don. Just sort of a brief meeting. He broke down some of the stuff that we'd be kind of working on this year, and some system stuff, and more of an introduction type phone call. But I'm looking forward to. I've heard a lot of great things. I'm excited to work with him, and it's going to be a fun year.
Hey, Mark, welcome back. You mentioned a level of comfort with the people around the organization, but what else do you remember about your time here as far as the community goes and the team and what you enjoyed about it?
Well, I always, we've always said and seen, you know, a lot of people when they have families move there, stay there. It's a good community. I'm from Edmonton around there. So it's kind of a similar vibe as there is, you know, people that are from there absolutely love it. And like I said, the community there has been, it's a great hockey town. The fans love the game. I definitely remember that. Yeah, just being there the first time, you know, as a younger guy, no kids, anything. It's going to be a little bit different this time around. You know, I've got two kids. We probably live not near downtown. But yeah, my whole family's excited to get back. I'm excited to go, you know, put my kids in Sabres jersey where it all started for me in the NHL. So my whole family's really excited to get there and, you know, just be back in the city.
Being a number one pick and having Buffalo your first experience here and kind of growing here in Buffalo, as you said, you were single and living downtown. But from a hockey standpoint, who are the guys that you kind of learned from that maybe you gravitated to earlier in your career here?
Well, I was never single. I had my girlfriend there living with me. But I still remember we're still good buddies with Tyler Myers, Tyler Ennis, and Marcus Foligno. Those were the guys that kind of grew up. I lived with Brian Flynn for a while. He was in sort of the same boat as me. So there was a lot of good friendships that were formed in the you know, in the early years, and the first taste of the NHL was there. And that's always going to be special to me, playing at that arena. That's where I didn't play my first game there, but that's where I got my first taste of NHL hockey. And like I said, it's going to be really cool going back now. My wife and I obviously have been there, but the kids to go see and experience, you know, like I said, where it all started, I think that's going to be, it's going to be cool for us to see them. And, you know, hopefully it's a couple of years so they can grow up and spend some time there and see kind of, like I said, where it all started.
Hey, Mark, Paul Stockman with the CBS station here in Buffalo. Kind of piggybacking off of the other Paul's question, you know, what were some of the things that you learned so early from those guys early in your career that you still take with you, but also that you may be able to impart on some of the young guys in this organization now? And secondly, what is it about this young group, at least seeing it from afar, that you like, that you think can be a big piece in kind of turning this thing around for the next, you know, in the near future?
Yeah, I think the first thing is that with those guys, we spent some time in the with the Amerks too, and just the daily grind of you know, trying to make it and make that next jump. And a lot of guys would make a jump for a bit and then come back, and you'd see, and they'd have a different attitude to how they were working and preparing. And you know, just that everyday work ethic, and every day you're in the NHL is it's got to be earned. And there is definitely a ton of fun to be had, and it's fun to be at the rink. And I think that's what excites me about a young team like that, is there's that that youthfulness that's going to be the joy for the game. There's a lot of talented, skilled players that that look like when they're playing well and having fun, that's kind of when things are going well. Obviously the work will be there, and it'll be demanded of all the players. Of course, that's going to be there, but I think there's a lot of fun to be had.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!